Hey everyone, it's Lisa Negron. I wanted to share my family's holiday stocking stuffer tradition. It's called the Mission Impossible, and it is something that has definitely evolved and gotten more elaborate and crazier over the years. But the craziest thing is that it actually started out as an Easter tradition. When I was about 4 and my sister was about 7, our parents decided it would be fun to send us on a scavenger hunt to go find the Easter candies and eggs for our baskets. Now, since we were little girls, the clues for the scavenger hunt were fun little poems that they would write that would also be signed by E. Bunny, and the poems would tell us a location either inside or outside of our house where our candies were hidden. It was always something simple like, if you want to find a chocolate bar, hop on over to mommy's car. So we would go outside to the car, and there would be the chocolate bars inside the car, along with another poem clue that we would have to follow until our baskets were full of eggs and candy. Well, my parents had no idea that we would all have as much fun as we did with the hunt, so we just kept the tradition going year after year, with the poems becoming actual and harder clues, with the tradition eventually being referred to as the Mission Impossible. My parents even started singing the Mission Impossible theme song, you know, the dun, 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 dun. And that would let us know the hunt was about to start. And so we'd all gather in the family room for our first clue. My mom would give a little speech about the rules, and the speech would always start with the phrase, "Your mission, should you choose to accept it." And then we'd go off and have our scavenger hunt. Well, fast forward to 1995. My sister went off to college and wouldn't be home for spring break. So my sister and I, again, to my parents' surprise, requested that the scavenger hunt get moved to Christmas with stockings instead of Easter baskets. My mom was especially thrilled because she was so convinced that we would outgrow it. Oh, she was so wrong. So every Christmas day throughout the years, we'd open our gifts in the morning, and then my sister and I would either have to go shut ourselves in the garage or go for a drive for about 45 minutes so that my mom and dad could hide the stocking stuffers and the clues. They also decided to extend the parameters of the Mission Impossible so the gifts could be hidden either inside the house, outside the house, or anywhere within my parents' neighborhood. And remember, the scavenger hunt usually involved about 10 different locations. Again, it became more elaborate. Well, in 2001, my sister got married, and then in 2003, I got married, and our parents decided that since our husbands were now their sons, that they got to join the Mission Impossible. So imagine 4 grown adults racing around to try to beat each other to the next location, the next stocking stuffer, the next clue. Yeah, we got very competitive, but we always had a blast. When my sister's son became old enough, he got to have his very own Christmas Mission Impossible with my parents, again, writing the poems. Only this time, the poems were signed by S. Claus. And the poems were, of course, his clues. So we would have 2 different Mission Impossibles every Christmas until my nephew got old enough to join the adults. And I have to give our mom and dad credit. Here, my sister, our husbands, and I are all in our 40s now. My nephew is 17, and the clues are always different. They've even had us get in the car and drive to find our stocking stuffers and clues by extending the hunt parameters to include locations in their hometown. Well, last year, after keeping the tradition going for over 35 years, my sister and I decided to plan a Mission Impossible just for our parents. Now, after we, quote, kids found all of our stocking stuffers and were sitting back in the family room, the 5 of us stood up and started singing the theme song, dun, 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 and we handed our parents their own stockings and their very first clue. Now, of course, we had to give our own speech, starting with your mission, should you choose to accept it. And of course, my mom cried. She was so touched and then very excited that they got to do their very own hunt. They had so much fun, but they also admitted, man, this is hard, and it was better than any of us could have imagined. So that's my family's holiday tradition, the Mission Impossible. And it's never been about big gifts or anything super extravagant, but just the sheer joy of having our family being together, laughing, and becoming kids all over again. And I wouldn't want it any other way. Happy holidays, everybody, and have a wonderful new year.